Hey guys, welcome back to another episode at 8 at the Table. Thank you so much for running our last episode up. Today we have Aaron the Renegade, we have Rico, and today we have a special guest, Bianca. You guys may know her from Love & Hip Hop. You guys may know her as Miss Chicken Noodle Soup. But today we're going to have an interesting conversation with her today.
Wait, what else do we know her from? What's your new show?
Oh, it's not out yet. No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not. It'll be preview probably this month. It's going to be
crazy. Sorry.
Okay, you got the sneak peek. You got the sneak peek.
Y'all going to be seeing her in some new shit real soon.
Battles.
Okay, so today we are going to be talking about what you need to be attracted to somebody to be in a relationship with them.
What they need or what you need?
What you need. How attracted were you to a partner right away with whom you had a long-term healthy relationship? I have seen a lot of discussions over the hell yes phenomenon and what to do with maybes and who to go on second dates with and all that. So I'm actually wondering about the nuances, that's how you say that, right? Around the level of immediate attraction for people who you would end up having a long-term healthy relationship with. And I'm referring to attraction here as feeling physically, sexually pulled to someone. Sexual chemistry, that spark or pull, not just finding someone physically attractive or good looking. Curious to know.
That's what starts it.
Our woman who had zero attraction and then the physical attraction grew. And if so, how long did it take to grow?
All right. Yeah, no, I can say that. With my boyfriend now, that's how it was.
You was quick to say
that. No, I swear, like when I first got with him, it wasn't like an instant, like, oh, I want to be with him. Yeah, it was like, he tried to kiss me the first day. I was like, mm-mm.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, the first day?
Yeah. Was it the first day? It was the second day, but it was the first date.
Okay.
Like we met the first day, and then the second day, he asked me, like, oh, let's go out on a date. So I went out on a date, which was rare for me. And then, at the end of the day, he was like, oh, can I get a kiss? And I was like, yeah, did that. I was like, no.
Okay, because he tried to kiss you.
He asked, like, can I get a kiss? And I was even more awkward.
But you need consent, though, because then, you know.
I mean, if I like you and you lean in, like, you're going to know.
You may not know.
That's what I'm saying. You got to know the vibes.
Yeah.
You know the vibes. You know somebody want to kiss you, how y'all on each other. Like, you could be hugging a little bit of sun. It was nothing. It was just like, oh, can I get a kiss?
You're right, but. Okay, so he asked, so what did you say?
I was like, no, ew, like, ew. And that made me think, like, you probably asked everybody for a kiss. Like, nobody ever asked me for a kiss before. Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Now, you take him.
Yeah, you got to take that kid. And that's the type of person I will immediately be attracted to. That's going to take it. Like,
did I do too much?
I would actually be embarrassed for somebody else if they leaned in for a kiss and I didn't want
it. It's not a lean in. It's like you got to already be vibing.
You got to read the moment.
Like if you like start from the neck, like it's just like a thing. It's not like you lean in like in the movies.
That should be so awkward though.
Hey, can I lick your face?
Yeah, like you like. Nah.
Yeah, like.
Like something like that. Like if
y'all get
what the hell?
Y'all get this close.
Now, that shit was like real life movie scene. I had to like turn my face so that the
going to cheek?
Yeah.
No,
I was like, wait, what are you doing?
What are you doing? See, that's, but you already knew the vibe. What are you doing? If I wasn't even on you or leaning, right. Like, I'm here, you're here. Well, how are you going?
It was too much. It really was.
What did you rate him, though?
Like, well, he looked good.
Like,
so yeah. There was,
I mean, he's,
this,
he
your, looked, this your current boyfriend, right?
Yeah, my current boyfriend.
What do you mean by he looked good? Like,
he was cute or whatever. Like, when I met him, it was his birthday. So he already was. He looked good. Yeah, he was flying.
He had a little razzle dazzle.
It was his party. So I came to the surprise party. I didn't know him. So I was just like, all right. And it was all right. And then the next day, like, we ended up going to the club. And then he was like, oh, can I take you out to the restaurant? And I'm like, all right. But everybody was drunk. So I'm like, probably just saying that. You know, the next day, nobody's going to call. And then he called. And I was like, all right.
Niggas just be showing up anywhere. Nigga said it was his birthday. It was a surprise party. And I was
so were you a gift? You were somebody else's gift?
Well, it's like, it was like an industry thing. Like, he has artists, so it was an industry thing. But it was his surprise party, and they threw it. So it was like when they invited people, that was lit, too. So
okay.
I happened. Because when I came, he was like, oh, chicken noodle soup at my party. Chicken noodle soup at my party. Like,
That's mad funny.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fake like you, though.
No, that's a fact. Me.
Like, if I don't find you attractive, like, there's, like, I had a girlfriend that was a friend only because I wasn't attracted to her.
Absolutely.
Right?
If it was attractive, like, you would attract
a friend that was a girl. Is that,
Yeah, a girl dad's friend.
Oh, right.
Now, y'all get chances.
When I'm attracted to somebody, that's when I'm going to go for it. Because you're attracted to me, that don't mean that's just, it's a done deal. Right? So I feel like everybody that I've ever dated is because I was attracted to them.
Okay.
There was only two people that I've talked to that I wasn't initially attracted to.
Like, I've dated some people and then I thought I was attracted to them and then I didn't like them no more. They were so ugly.
That be happening.
So...
You're like, did you have that gap at first?
I'm like,
he is ugly. I'm like, but he wasn't ugly to me when I liked him.
Your eyebrows always connecting.
Right.
Your forehead always that you.
Yeah.
Your eyes are so droopy. Really was, like,
I looked past all that.
No, you do. You look past certain things and they start being like.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I never did that. How did that work?
What?
Like,
so you always just like physically like the girl. Like,
you never thought like, that somebody you dated wasn't really that pretty when you wasn't dating them no more?
No.
You think you still it's think she's
like
bad?
She didn't wipe her makeup off and then you was like.
They still.
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't either.
They still bad. That's why I just like out of sight, out of mind them, you know? It's like, I know she good. Don't show me her. Don't show me her. I don't need to follow you. I don't wanna see you. I don't wanna be reminded. You feel me? I pick well.
Okay.
You know, well, the ones I date. I ain't talking about her.
So he say he never has somebody, period, in life. He said,
girl.
People that I talked to before, like, they're still attractive. I just don't care for them no more. Like, you still an attractive person.
Nah, I think I make them ugly. I think I find everything ugly about them, so I don't like them no more. Because that's why I was saying, when I'm done, I'm done. I move forward and I don't go back. So I got to find something about you. Like, I don't like that. So that way I don't go backwards.
Oh, so you try to, you got to
say something is wrong.
They have to be dead.
Yeah. Something is, yeah.
They do.
Funeral service.
You got to kill them all.
No, seriously.
Yes. Wait, I have a question
for me.
So if you're not attracted to somebody, right? I know Amanda said that that's how she was, right? That you, there was two people that you weren't initially attracted to them until you started speaking to them. How does that process work? Like, how do you get to a point where you're like, well, you know, they're not that ugly, you know?
Like,
it was ugly. Okay, so one was a guy, one was a girl. The guy, it was back when, you know, Facebook used to be a big thing, and people used to play, like, Facebook games, like my status for, to be honest, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I went to middle school with him, but I didn't really talk to him, so I didn't really know what to say. So I was just like, to be honest, like, you're cute. And he took
better.
He ran with it. And the nigga was in my DM every day, like, wanting to talk to me. And I was just like, oh, my God, what did I do? So, but...
You gave him an inch.
Right.
You opened that door. Right.
But, you know, we started talking. Like, he was talking to me very consistently. So I was like, okay, I'm talking to him. And then I started to like him. So I was just like, all right. Like, I'm not that bad.
I feel like when you around somebody a lot and you just give them that chance to, like, get to know you, you might start liking them more. Like,
I think that's men. I think that's only when it comes to women and men, like, they are not particularly interested in.
Yes.
It doesn't work. I don't think it works one other way.
No.
Oh, no.
But sometimes if a guy, like you said, you had a girl that's a friend, I feel like if you're a friend for so long, like you around through their relationships, guys are still like a try you. Like if they,
of course,
you're a girlfriend. I don't feel like it's no guys that have girl that's friends that they wouldn't smash.
No. That's,
yeah, I don't feel like. I feel like y'all still would smash.
But just because they would smash doesn't necessarily mean that they're willing to cross the line.
We wouldn't smash our guy friend if that's a guy friend. I don't feel like the women would. Like, I don't feel like we would cross that line. That's just me in particular.
Literally.
If that's my guy friend, that's my guy friend. Like, that's why I hate the whole bro sis type of thing. Because if I say this is my friend, that's my friend. That's I don't want you crossing the line or thinking that. I don't even play with my guy friends. Like, I've been friends with them for years.
Your whole life,
this is my gang. Like, I would never look at it like that.
No, but
men, I feel like that. Sometimes I have friends for years, and I just always think, I'm like, is he, this is a flirting thing? Like, are you flirting with me, or are you genuinely my friend? But it's like years. Like,
no, like guys like that, that's who I call my bro, because right. we can't even cross that line. That's incest.
Yes. Like, yeah, like you really a mother, brother from another mother.
No, yeah.
Well, you know, ugly guys, number one trick is the ugly guys, number one trick is consistency. Because if you give
them. So the handsome guys are not consistent?
Nah. Not as consistent as the ugly ones.
Okay, truth.
The ugly ones will be in your DMs or in your Facebook inbox.
No, the handsome ones will be in your Facebook inbox the days and days until they hit.
Nah, but the thing is,
necessarily ugly. I just, you know, I threw a bone and, you know, he wasn't ugly, but I just wouldn't.
He wasn't attractive.
Maybe that's what you should have said. I don't think you're that ugly.
You're not so bad looking.
Yeah.
Like,
you all right?
You all right? Yo, matter of fact,
on an objective scale,
to be honest, I'd have been tight.
Not to do that again.
I'd have been, take that shit back.
I don't think that I've ever, like, really dated somebody, like, in a relationship with that I initially was attracted to. I can, like, objectively look at them and say, oh, they're an attractive person, but that's it until I, like, you know, have a conversation, get to know them, spend some time.
Baby is so fine, I need him.
But baby be so fine and baby be dumb as hell.
Yeah, like, it's like, it be other stuff.
No, it be, I've dated somebody that would look so good and then they personality, like, it really was off. I was like, oh no, like, you drinking lean, you slow, like, I can't do it. Like, you have to be intellectual. You gotta be intellectual somewhere. Like, you gotta have a little bit of brain somewhere going on. I don't know.
I think the same thing happens for dudes too. Like, there's some girls that I was like, God damn. But then you start really talking to them, you'd be like, what?
I ain't gonna hold you.
Like, you're.
A lot of guys been saying that.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. Like,
girls be super pretty, but then they don't have, like,
they don't got nothing.
It's not a vibe.
Exactly.
It's different. Everybody, it's somebody for everybody, I should say. But. Yeah,
I do.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, we in the United States, right? What if you travel to Japan and your person is in Japan? Like, you can't say, like, I'm just saying. Look at that.
Look at Lonnie's face, y'all.
Look at that. But I'm just saying, everybody, like, my person is not in Harlem. I'm from Harlem. Like, you don't just find your person and feel like this is your person. The world is super big. It's billions of people. How do you just say, I can say it's somebody for everybody. It's just everybody's not in your place. Like, you gotta travel and date. Like if I'm African American, I'm only dating African Americans. How can I say that this person is my person? Like, you don't know. Like, so it could be somebody that like airheads. So you don't know.
That's because they're an airhead.
Exactly.
Possibly,
somebody for everybody.
Maybe because they're a master manipulator and they need an airhead.
I think master manipulators like airheads. I think the airheads be the ones that get wifed up, because the smart girls, we just ask too many questions that make sense. I start adding stuff up in my head. I'm like, this don't make sense. You had that on that night where you was at?
Nah, I think it's the other way around. I think the smart girls be too smart for their own good. They create the situations in their own head. Be like, well, huh?
That's what she said.
I didn't even go there. Like,
No. It'd be real situations.
Yeah.
It'd be real. Like, okay, my boyfriend had a hotel key in his pants pocket. I found it. He started telling me a whole story. I booked a hotel room for the artist, and I had the key because I had to. It was just like,
I asked you all that.
But I started, and then my mind is going, because I'm like, all right, the hotel was 6 minutes. Then we drove past it. I said, this is a sign. I just saw the key. Now I'm seeing the hotel. I just start putting all stuff together. I'm like, this. But an airhead would have just been like, okay, and it would have been it. So that's what I feel like. In relationships, were you too smart? It's too many questions.
Airheads is privy to cheating too. They just not smart to speak to. Like, they be knowing. There's a lot of people who are actually smart but don't know how to iterate themselves. I think.
With no common sense.
Or it's like, what are they getting out of being an airhead? What if they just playing dumb because they're getting some
only smart people could
that works
dumb.
In school.
Dumb people. Dumb people.
I definitely
just,
did that in school.
Dumb people just, I mean, dumb. Look, smart people could play dumb. Dumb people
whole
can't
read
dumb.
Playing dumb.
But she was a blonde, so it just like it goes. It's a theme.
She's an Aquarius, so
it's a theme.
She was a genius.
Aquarius?
She's a genius. This is all the game.
Well, only smart people could play dumb. Dumb people just dumb.
There are some dumb people that are attractive until they speak, right? We can agree.
Yeah.
So, but are there some smart people that become attractive when they start speaking?
Absolutely. I mean,
how smart do you have to be for you to become attractive?
I mean, I don't know, but
it's not really.
Look,
super.
It's not even really like, oh, you got to be like smart.
It's engaging.
Exactly.
You have to be engaging.
Conversation with somebody, and I just feel like I can talk to them all the time, and we will never run out of things to say. And also, for me, when somebody's really passionate about something that they do, I'm really attracted to that.
That's a fact.
Because that makes me know that you got something going on, you got something that you're passionate about, and you're mm-hmm. not just a waste man.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what happened to me. Like, when I was telling you, at first I was like, I'm not kissing you. But then, like, we was just talking for hours and hours and hours. It's like, one time we was on the phone for 7 hours. And literally, we talked for the... who talked? No, I got the screenshot. I screenshotted it because I was like, who talks for 7 hours straight? Like,
with no job.
But the funniest thing is, he got a job. He's a CEO.
I'm joking.
Like, he has a real job. But to talk to somebody for 7 hours is like... You, that doesn't happen. Like, no, really.
Bianca, you gonna call me?
Right.
Hey, I'm gonna talk to you for 7 hours.
Hell no, you're not. You gonna be like, oh, I gotta call you back. I gotta call you back. My shorty on the other line. I gotta call you back. My boy's on the other line.
I'm just saying, like, this, like, I'm a talkative person.
But 7 hours straight? That's crazy.
If you call me, don't start talking to me too long, because I won't stop. You gonna have to hang up on me. Like, yo, bro, I gotta go. But all right, well,
but
you know what I'm saying?
I'd be like, let me go hang up these coats. I'm gonna hit you later.
No, I don't even want to talk to somebody for 7 hours. It's like, what are we talking about right now? Okay, you run out of stuff.
Everything, obviously.
Like she was saying, it was everything. Like, it's like no topic. Like, we don't run out of stuff to talk about. And that's till now. Like, we just have a bunch of stuff to talk about, just random, family, work, everything. It's like, it's not boring. Like, some people, you get on the phone and it's just like, I'm going to call you back.
There are times when you can only talk to certain people about, like, personal stuff.
Yes.
Or you can't come home and talk to your partner about work.
Right.
Because they don't understand what your work is. They don't understand the intricacies of everything. So I think when there's overlap and, like, there's an intersection of those things, I think it makes the person more attractive.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was just trying to explain to y'all.
Yeah, but, like, then you see him.
Ability.
What do you mean?
Like, I was on the phone for 7 hours. But
no, we were already together, fool.
No, I'm not saying you, but of course, but like.
But the attraction level.
Yeah, because it's like.
You actually see them in
person. You're cuter over the phone. You feel what I'm saying? Like.
Hey, do you guys watch Love is Blind?
No.
I've heard about it.
Okay, so it's a reality experiment show.
On Netflix.
Somebody got married.
Yeah.
Recently. Well, for that.
Yeah. So,
oh wait, when the first couple ever
other
oh, really got married,
they don't see what they look like.
Nah.
They go on.
No way. No way.
That's risky business.
As soon as I see you, bad you business. Ugly, yeah. Everything we talked about is gone.
I'm going to be like,
no. No, but that's
out the window and close it.
Fall in love with somebody without seeing what they look like.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. That's fine.
That's easy.
No, that's catfishing.
Yeah, exactly.
The experimental part.
That's catfishing.
So much time talking to somebody, you are bound to like.
We could be friends because once I'm not physically attracted to you, it's a wrap. Because I would, so I want to throw up in my mouth.
Like that. Sometimes they part ways and say, you know, this.
You don't look good.
Yeah. I have a question about this show.
No, you can't. They said the fat girls got the cutest voices. They used to say that, like, I sound like a fat girl.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that the other day. Yeah. Wait, so I have a question just about the show in general because I haven't watched it. So when they pair the people up, are they, like, taking a survey of, like, what you like, or are they just throwing any old Joe in there?
I have no idea. Any old Joe.
Oh, okay.
I think it's two random people, and they just link. Like, me and you could literally be...
They don't pair you up. The person that they feel like they have the most connection with, or the people they feel like they have the most connection with, they'll continue to date them.
Mm. That's crazy to me. Like, again, like, maybe everybody's different. I'm a visual creature.
Okay.
You need to be visually appealing to me.
Right.
Because I could love how
you are. If you are visually appealing yourself, you need to have your visually appealing partner, because it's like, oh, she looks so good, and she would...
It happens a lot, though. That like,
well, because you never see, like, he looks so good and he's with
I do. I've definitely seen that
all the time.
Wiped up.
He's paying for that. Like, that's
all the way around. Yeah.
Like,
absolutely. I hate that I do that, but I do that.
Like, the thing is this, like, all right, if you are a person that is experiencing, or you have experienced very attractive partners, you're going to want your partner to be somewhere in that same ballpark.
My thing is that my new person got to be on some level better than my ex, because my ex will talk me down, like, ew, he is this and that and that and this, and he's ugly and he's broken. I will never hear the last of it.
Hitting that man.
I will never hit a no DVs. I can't have no DV case. No, they like I don't my exes. No, just exes. Period. Not one ex in particular, but my exes always compare like the next person. So it's like a level up. Like I know I got a level up before I even think about jumping to a relationship. Either gotta be financially better. If he ugly, he better be richer, cause it's gonna be like you with a broke ugly nigga. Oh no, girl.
I agree. That's a good point.
My thing.
It's gonna be a drag.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get something totally different. Something that don't even look nothing like you. Make you think that you was out of place the whole time.
Oh, so you playing mind games.
Being mad as
you
hell. Like,
mind games.
You was have... tall. I got... You was...
Short girl?
I got a short. And you had...
Oh, you was
hair. Now she got curly hair.
Oh.
Oh, you was dark skin. This one's like... I'm going to get something that you could never be.
Playing mind games. Oh, you could never be.
You would never be. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Would have the audacity to talk about my new person. That is just wild.
Nah, my exes go crazy. Like
they'd be like, you never liked me.
And it's everyone. It's not like just one person. It's every ex. I didn't even want to show my new relationship because I'm like, this time, this shit is going to be a secret. I'm going to be happy. Because every time, I know where I messed up last time. Now I posted him. Oh, I got the DMs. I said, oh, no, this is going to be a hidden thing. Because this is like my new boyfriend, like, why you don't post me? Because I want to be happy.
You mentioned this earlier, like you're popular amongst two different generations. So you got the millennials and like the Z's or G's, whatever the hell they are.
The Z's.
I don't know.
New kid.
Whatever.
She said
the new kids. Yeah, the new kids.
Millennials.
Right. And
Gen Z.
How, like, what does the transition look like for you? Like, you know, being young and dating, bumping your head, getting your feelings hurt, learning your lessons, and then into how you're approaching that same thing, but just as an, you know, a real adult.
Right. It was real tough for me because, like, when I was younger, remember, I came out with chicken noodle soup. So it was, like, PG, no cursing. And I was always 14. And I was always bad as hell. Like, I was always cursing, saying nigga. So it was hard because they made it, like, strictly, like, you know, this is a kid's song. And they dimmed it down. And I couldn't curse. And I was like, ooh, I can't wait. When I turn 18, I'm going to be saying every curse word I want to say. I'm like, fuck shit. But like it was hard to transition over because it has to be believable. Mm-hmm. So like it was like I progressed, but once I got on Love and Hip Hop, Chicken Noodle Soup and Love and Hip Hop was a 7-year time span. So it was like,
that's it?
Yeah, it was 7 years in between.
It was more.
I thought it was way more.
No, we didn't. So the show didn't come out. We filmed a year before anyway. So it was like, so it was 8 years in total. From Chicken Noodle Soup to me being on Love & Hip Hop and y'all actually seeing me again on TV.
Wait, Chicken Noodle Soup was like, oh, what?
Six.
Okay.
And let me see, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, it came out 2015, Love & Hip Hop.
Okay.
So it was like, once I transitioned on that show, I changed my whole name. I was like, I'm Bianca Bonnie now. I don't want to be Young B. I don't want to be a little kid. And that's when I just started being like, you know, getting into being mature and like, changing. And it was just like, all right, now I want to be sexy, I want to be grown. It was like when I first came out, it wasn't much I could rap about. I was 14. I was really a kid. I was a virgin. So it was like I'm rapping about dancing and I'm having fun because this is what I really do. My music is always what's going on with me. So I couldn't talk about drugs and guns and killing and sex and pussy and ass and titties because I wasn't on that. So once I got on Love & Hip Hop, I was like, all right, I'm growing out. I got a boyfriend. I could say whatever I want. So now I'm like transitioning. So it took a while to like that whole 8-year span to really transition and to make it believable. Because it's hard to just go from being a kid to just jumping into it. And a lot of artists don't even make it like to cross over. Like being a child star, you get stuck in that era. And like you said, I'm known from, you know, the millennials and the new generation. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the time gap then. It's probably like 9 years now.
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm
coming up.
So now it's a whole new rebrand. It's like I'm in 2 more years, Chicken Noodle Soup will be 20 years old. So we have like a song being out 20 years for us to still be playing and for me to still be relevant is like such a blessing. Like I just be like, wow. YouTube just did a documentary on me called Flowers, so everybody could check it out. It's on the main page on YouTube, like on the homepage. And it's just like giving me my flowers for the song and everything and like saying the whole story about, you know, Chicken Noodle Soup and how it got started and what I did for the culture. And it's just like, it's lit. Like 20 years of song being out and still being played and me still being like, you know, in the loop. It's like, that's really hard. Like
it's like back that ass up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm calling it the Black Macarena.
That Black Macarena.
I remember seeing something that you said, like, where you got the lyrics from.
Yeah.
It's about soup with soda on the side. But I remember seeing something where you explained why you came up
with it. Yeah, YouTube did a bunch of promo. Like, they had the ads running for, like, a whole month. They did, like, the whole, they got, like, the sci-fi, like, the dome. They had us, like, running on the ads. And it just was a big deal. Like, they really, like, showed me so much love. So shout out to YouTube for that. But because a lot of people don't know, the younger generation doesn't really know about chicken noodle soup. They just hear it, but it was like a whole big deal.
I'm sure a sample's coming soon.
Yeah. BTS and Becky G, they sampled it. They got 330 million views.
See, there you go. Wow.
So they redid it. Shout out to Becky G and BTS, and I'm sure it's gonna be resampled and remade again. It's just like one of those songs.
So you were like, all right, now I could talk about my experience.
I could talk about whatever I want to talk about now because I'm grown. When I was a kid, I was just like, oh, this is so dragging because you have to, your representation, first of all, I'm a Black girl. So at that point, I'm a representation for Black females. And as you know, that's more difficult for everybody. We have the toughest role in the world. So when we do things, it gets scrutinized worse than any other race. And I don't care what anybody says about that. That's just what it is. So when I finally was able to be like, you know, I don't drag it. Like, I'm not one of those girls that's out there extra really like, oh, I'm popping my pussy and acting crazy. But I like to, you know, show a little body and wear my bathing suits and be sexy. They like, oh, you got this on and you got your son. And I'm like, moms? Oh, because I have a baby. He's 3. I guess toddler. He don't like to be called a baby. But when you're a mom, you don't have to be, like, wrapped up in a cloak and shit. I'll be like, damn, I can't look good because I'm a mom. I see the comments, people like, oh, because you're a mom, you need to dress like this and wear this. And I'm like, no, I'm a MILF. Like,
I literally was arguing
with not a mom, I'm a MILF.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm a DILF.
I was arguing with people in our comments about this because there was this man, it'd always be the man. Was talking about, being a mother and giving birth and
the audacity.
Right.
What do you call it? What they go through? Postpartum.
Absolutely.
And this man commented like, wait, you're a mother dressed like that? And I'm like, I'm confused.
I'm like, so y'all don't see.
Like, is she supposed to be dressed like a nun? I'm like, I'm in confusion.
I don't see Beyonce and Cardi B and all these people that's like these big artists dressed in little clothes. Like,
see, that's the thing. That means they didn't know their mothers as women.
They wear leotards
and at no point.
But it's out in tights. What are you talking about? Her boobs is pushed up and she has on a leotard. That's panties, basically.
I feel like, so Cardi B, no offense, we don't have much high expectations for her. Right. So, however,
she's still a mother.
Don't talk about my friend like that because I get real crazy.
No, I'm saying like we don't have an expectation for her to dress a certain way because how she came into the game. All right.
She still turned into a mother after she was in the game. So you should say, now put your clothes on.
Nah, because we like
comparison.
We looking at it as
a woman.
Who cares about that? I'm trying to tell you.
You care about that.
I'm trying to tell you from a man's perspective.
The boy.
Man's perspective. How you are to us is how you are to us. No matter how much you may change your life, we still going to look at you how you came in.
Judgy.
It is. But it's the reality. But if for like somebody like Beyonce, Beyonce is an anomaly. Like Beyonce really could almost do no wrong. Right? And she's going to be okay. But
she still wears little skimpy things is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I've never seen it. That's a crazy thing. I don't really see it.
Well, do you watch her on tour?
Like, she just did a whole tour.
Well, I didn't watch her tour.
If you got on bra and panties, that is considered, oh, you a mom. You need to put some clothes. I'm telling
but
you.
It's
like,
Beyonce, I can have a baby like,
on a beach.
Beyonce's queen bee. Like,
all right, so we're just going to take
Beyonce. She get a pass.
We're just going to take Beyonce. Oh, we're going to say everybody else that got kids that's in the industry.
Well, I think it's...
I have to have on a scarf covering my head. And
so who do you think says this stuff to you? Is it just like random idiots in the comments?
It be random comments, but it's like, it depends on, it's like under a bunch of stuff, like different things. If I have on a bathing suit and I'm on a beach, this is appropriate attire. If I have on a thong bathing suit, so what? I'm on a beach. Right. It's not like I got on a thong bathing suit and I'm in the club. Like,
right. But you know what? They're going to say something anyway.
Right. No, I don't care. I don't care what people say.
I go to like water parks and for the past 2 years, I'm like, okay, let me wear something appropriate.
Yes.
Say, right?
Exactly.
Wear something appropriate because you know what? My body, like, you know, it look a little good. But there's going to be kids.
Right.
Yeah, you're thick.
But somebody is always going to have something to say about what I got on,
yes.
no matter how much I try to be appropriate.
Absolutely.
I'm just like, you cannot
do what you want to do.
Listen, as a
mother,
once you become a mother, that's what I'm trying to say. Once you become a mother, the internet feels like you should dress. I see it with every, I'm on like these mom pages. They feel like you need to dress like, oh, like a girl. I said, I'm not a grandmother.
Wait, other mothers say that to you?
No. Period. Women.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if they, no, matter of fact, it had to be a mother. It was a lady. She was like, oh, so you dressed like this. Meanwhile, I went on her page. She in a bathing suit running through the jungle, fat, sloppy. And she probably was a mother, but I had to click on her page and see because she was like, oh, my God, you looking inappropriate. I was at the balloon museum with my son. And my jeans was like, you know, the low, like the oversized, like army jeans. Mm-hmm. But my thong was like showing a little.
It was hot.
It was hot. But that's, it was cute. But they like, oh, you got your son look like that. I'm like, first of all, my son is over there not paying me no mind. It's a bunch of people with us. This is my outfit and it's cute. Like, you're not.
This is in an honor of Aaliyah. Remember she used to wear that?
I'm about to say, like, that was definitely like a 90s.
It's a thing. But it's like, because you're a mom, you're supposed to be like dressed
I'm not
like
mad at that.
I don't care, because first of all, Bernice is a grandmom, and that's how I'm finna be looking.
Bernice
when I'm
is wow.
So I guess what I was saying earlier is how we, as we become adults, we fail to see our parents as just people, just like us. Like, you know, let's say a couple gets divorced, right? And you just mad at your daddy. You're mad at him from the perspective of him being your father.
Right.
And not necessarily just him being in a marriage and dealing with whatever the drama is in your home, whatever the drama is with his in-laws, with his right. wife, X, right. Y, and Z. And I think a lot of times we don't do it. And I'm not saying me, but I'm saying we just collectively, we don't do a good job of like recognizing our parents as like real people. You know, like, think about it. You might got a friend that do cocaine. Your mama likely did cocaine just like your friend.
Oh, shit.
You got a friend that's selling pussy. Your mama likely sold pussy just like your friend.
No, that's what I say about guys, you know? Judge us girls like, oh, you're not wife material. You're not that. And I'm like,
neither was your mother. Wife. Neither was your mother.
But no, about to
get, and they also had a mama's last name.
You know, tangent. God rest my father's soul. He passed away August 2023. His birthday is today, y'all. Aww. So... yeah, so I was like, I'm just gonna work through it. He will be like, keep working or whatever. I don't want to get emotional because I'm a little tipsy. But anyway, no, I was happy as hell when my parents got divorced. What? I was like,
you looked at them like real people.
Well, I was a kid. Maybe I was probably like 4 when they got divorced. My parents never let me.
Happy as hell about that at 4?
No, I wasn't happy at 4 when I realized they was divorced. I never knew they was divorced when I was 4. Because they always stayed together as a unit. They were divorced, but when it came to me, they always came together. Like, if I had a school play, they was there together. Like, it wasn't like, oh, we're divorced and we just hate each other in front of Bianca. When it came to me, they come together even up until he died. Like, when I had my son, I made them both stay in my house together. And my mother was like, I don't want to stay anywhere. And my father was like, I don't want to stay anywhere. But they stayed because of me. So, no, I was happy when I realized, because I'm like, ooh, double everything. And when my mom say no to something... right, I'm like, double the Christmas, double the birthday. When my mom say no to something, my dad always said yes. And I guess it was them being spiteful to each other, and I didn't realize it till I got older. I realized all their flaws when I got older. But when I was at that age, like 12, 13, I would have never been famous if it wasn't for my dad saying yes to stuff that my mom said no to. Because the story behind Chicken Noodle Soup is, I'm going to do a whole documentary so we don't have to go on a whole tangent, but... we made a song called Tone Wop. So that's a dance in Harlem, too. It was like a little dance like that. I got in a car with like 5 guys, right? So imagine your 13-year-old daughter getting in a car with 5 men. Or like you say, men, right? You like, hell no. Get out the car right now. Where you going? And I'm like, I'm getting in this car because I'm going to the studio. My mom don't know nothing. It's like, girl, get in the car with me because I'm about to be a star. But she like, no, it's 5 guys. You're not getting in the car. So I called my father. I'm like, yo. I called my father. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go to the studio. I'm about to make this record. Like, I'm throwing my book bag out the window. Meet me downstairs and drive me to the studio. So I throw my book bag out the window with my stuff in it. I'm like, I ain't coming back home. I used to run away like every week. But anyway, I am. We doing a movie this summer. That's so crazy. But this is not about that. We gonna get to the point. So anyway, I throw my book bag out the window. I get in the car still. I go to the studio. We make Tone Wop. following up, we make chicken noodle soup. But if I would have never made Tone Wop,
yeah,
we would have never made chicken noodle soup. And my mom used to always say no to everything. And if they were still married, she would have to say so, because the woman usually runs the household. And once the mom say no, the dad got to follow up or it's argument. So I was just happy.
Not at
mama. If my yes, if my dad say no, it's no.
If your dad, if your mom say yes and your dad say no, it's no?
No.
Oh, no. I don't be knowing families like that. And the families I know, the women, when they say to the husband, like, nah, we shutting it down, it be shut down. Like, my mom would have convinced my dad. Well, I guess we that good in my family at convincing and manipulating that she would have been like, she get in a car with five guys. You don't even know none of them. Like,
what kind of sense do that
mean? And me, I'm like, just come with me. Y'all could come with me, like, chaperone. Because my father, like, I used to go to these parties, like, Webster with all these parties. And we was 12, 13 going to these, like, it was like grown-up club parties. And it's like lines around the corner, people drinking apple cider. We acting like we drunk. But it's like, girl, what are you doing at 12
apple cider.
Doing at 12 years old, staying out at 2 in the morning. Like, it sounds crazy, but that's really what we was doing. Like, we used to have Drake in the brownstone. Like, it was crazy back then. Like, for real, Rihanna was popping out. I'm telling y'all. But they used to be like, my mom's like, no, people getting shot, and people was really getting shot. But I was still like, I gotta go, because I gotta put my music out. And she didn't understand, but my dad would just be riding with me, like, all right, I'm gonna take you. And he would sit out front the parties and wait. But if they was together, yeah, they would have been teaming up, and I wouldn't have been able to go. So that's why I was happy. Like, I guess not all kids would be happy about their parents divorcing, but that ain't they wasn't on what I was on.
Well, I mean, that I think it's dope, because, like, a lot of times when parents do separate, especially nowadays, we'll see that one parent would be spiteful.
Who was the problem?
Well, they'll be spiteful to a point where it affects the kid.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not doing nothing.
Right, right,
you know?
Right.
Or whatever the case may be. And then the kid suffers because of the
absolutely
that ego or pride that might happen. So I do think that that actually worked out better for you.
I did. It really did. Because I feel like I would have never been able to. Me either. Like, I'm not.
What would you have been?
I am a cool parent.
Oh, I would have went to college. I would have stayed in college. I would have had a 9-to-5. I would have probably had a husband already. I would have had more kids, and I would have been boring and dull, and I would have been regretting my life. Like, I was supposed to be doing music.
What do you think you would have been like professionally?
Shit, in an office somewhere, like just a 9-to-5, like just a boring job, like maybe a lawyer or something. But I would have been making good money, but I would have been bored to death. Like, and I would have hated my life, and I would have resented everybody. I did this in my head already with what I would have been, because my parents would have stayed together. My mom would have been in the law enforcement. My dad was in law enforcement. She would have still been they would have been cops, and I would have just been like, oh no.
You would have been a cop.
I might have been a
CEO. Correctional officer.
Yeah, exactly. It was
you probably could have retired at 40 though.
Only see you as a CEO. Whoa.
Or a lawyer, because I'm always arguing my point. So, like, I would have been somewhere in that field.
Like, I don't feel like I'm going to wake up one day and not be attracted to you.
I feel like you could always fix the attraction. Like, I feel like you could get back to the point where y'all like each other. It just takes, like, therapy or time. Like, it's therapy for that or stuff like that. I don't feel like the attraction really goes
gym?
Away.
I don't like, get back in shape.
No, like, you know how you go to therapy and then y'all figure out what's the problem? Like, some people don't go to, they just say, fuck it, we over, and then y'all break up and y'all don't want to be together. But I'm saying if you go to a couple's therapy and y'all figure out what's the problem, y'all could probably get back, not physical attraction, the attraction in a relationship.
Okay.
I think if you got kids together.
I don't want to hear that shit. Go ahead.
You always think for the fuck.
I'm so like, if you got kids together, because people always feel like I'm just be back with my baby father, my sisters and shit. They be like, wait, oh, you gonna be back with
striking her?
Yeah, like,
clearly.
Yes, because I feel like all guys always want to go back and sleep with their baby mothers. Me, I would never get back with my child's father. I don't care what's going on. I said, if we was the last two people and we had to save the world and have a baby, it is over for the world.
But he might have did. So I do think that, like, we all, everybody got them a certain amount of strikes before it's over, right?
Yeah, it was too many strikes.
But, like, if we fall out for whatever reason, but we have a kid together.
We could be cool.
We could still fuck. And we can all fuck down the line.
That's a problem.
Like, I don't care what nobody say.
That is a problem.
As long as you are both two good parents to that child, even though you're separate.
Ugh. I'm not talking about the better.
I'm not talking about
sheets.
I ain't talking about the bitter one.
But why do you feel that way? Like, what's the reasoning behind that?
Because it's like...
That's just men. They just always want to sleep with somebody.
Well, that's true.
Boundaries.
But you're my...
Boundaries.
My baby mother.
Boundaries. Like, respect her boundaries because she's just sleeping with you because she love you and probably still attached.
Understand.
And you're using her feelings to sleep with her when you know you're going to stay.
Why her too? Wait, why can't I...
Because if you loved her, you would have stayed and made it work.
What? Yo, wait, stop it.
You gave her a baby, so you always gonna have her. Like,
you just wanna dib and dab and don't want her to be with nobody, but you wanna always talk to somebody and go back and speak to her.
Let's
and
get this.
Sleep with her, rather.
All right, first of all, let's take this 10 down to a 2. Right? Nobody did nothing to y'all right now, okay?
I don't got no babies.
We are not.
She don't have no babies.
You didn't even have no kids, right? So, but what I will say is,
you got babies?
When you have a child.
I don't have no babies. I got the baby.
Me too, right? So look.
She said, so direct your ire that way.
All right. So when you got a baby, right, with a girl, and let's say, like, I don't know, you have X amount of years there. I'm not talking about, like, a one-night stand.
No, I know. It is.
You know what I'm saying? We have an attachment with each other that is undeniable, and we will spend our whole time trying to fight that attachment because of our pride. But... at some point, all of the whatever we're mad about is going to subside because we're going to be like, yo, it's not even worth it. I don't even care to hold on to it. And then when that guard drops, then y'all start working things out a little bit, right? And then eventually, y'all have that attachment that will never leave. You know what it's like? Anything that can keep reminding you about something, you're going to end up doing it again.
Healthy attachment. Boundaries. Healthy boundaries.
I mean, unless if you fall off, if you fall off, it's different. But I'm saying, like, obviously, like, I stay in shape, she stay in shape, blah, da, 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 da. My girl leave right now. I tell you right now, my girl leaves today.
You go back with your baby mom?
No. I'm with my...
Oh, your girl's your baby mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she leave right now.
Y'all should just keep making it work. This shouldn't even be...
But what I'm saying is...
Thank you.
Right now...
It shouldn't even be a topic.
We had this conversation, like, yeah, we'll definitely probably be fucking... even if we broke.
Oh, no, that ain't me. But that ain't me. Healthy. See, I went to therapy. I went to couples. I went to couples therapy, first of all. So I already know how this go. And I didn't have a kid with the person. It's healthy boundaries. If y'all break up and you get a new girlfriend and you have your baby mother and she doesn't have a person, you need to establish healthy boundaries. Because your new girlfriend is going to trust you until you get caught doing something with your baby mother, which, of course, you're going to do because you said y'all still going to be fucking.
Well, I mean, you know.
So why would you get with a new person?
Boundary.
Why would you get with a new person to hurt them when you just going to deal with your baby mother? Stay single and mess with your baby mother.
I think that what happens is that we try to deny something. Like, you know, like, the thing is, like, when you got a kid with somebody.
Men blow mine.
Nah, the thing is, you really have a kid with them. And it's like, no matter.
I don't care.
Healthy boundaries in this conversation.
All right.
See, I'm Team Bianca,
right?
Thank you.
Like, I do.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear him out and understand, but he's just saying we're going to keep fucking. That is
I'm not saying we're going to keep fucking as if it's...
No, you're going to, because that's what y'all do.
That's
what? Pre-COVID.
What I'm saying is I'm not saying we're going to keep fucking as if it's, like, at the power of... like this, like, of a man, like, saying, okay, I want to fuck, and he's going to fuck. No.
That's what you're going to do.
The girl is going to, most girls, especially if the dude was the reason why it didn't work and they left, they're going to stiff arm it, but eventually that stiff arm is going to weaken.
Not mine.
And then once it weakens, and then, like, especially, don't let him get his act
my
together.
My stiff arm is like when they
let
was just, my stiff arm
let
was just
elbow.
Like when they went to the Super Bowl and you saw that last, did you just see the Super Bowl? When they just put it down? Did you see it? And then you went through? That's me. I keep going.
I'm not going to lie to you. I know so many women who say that.
Nope.
They still at some point go back to their baby father.
Weak woman.
One night. And then they remind themselves of why they don't
want to. So you know what I don't like? I don't.
Like, yo, I've definitely hit some shit. I'd be like, yo, I knew why I stopped talking.
And I don't like that because now I'm in a new relationship and my boyfriend is always thinking that I would get back with my baby father. And I don't like that.
Because we have a piece of you. No matter how far you go, my radar. I know what my girl is thinking about right now.
But that is, you don't know what I'm thinking about.
That's what I just feel like you had a kid with this person. You
feel like you own them.
Exactly.
No, I'm a piece of you. I'm not. I don't.
You're a piece of the baby. You're not a piece of me.
Nah.
You're a piece of the kid. You're not a piece of me.
All right. Let's just like girls, right? Girls have an intuition when a guy that they're with is sleeping around, right? woman's intuition.
Okay.
I really believe wholeheartedly when you have an actual family with that man, that intuition grows times 10. You can feel him doing something and he didn't even start yet. Like, he didn't even start yet, but
put your minutes bro while he's sitting.
About to do it. Because you can feel that, because little do y'all know, men have patterns. And when your pattern change, sometimes we just be mad at shit. But I feel like women, we will not cheat on you if we love you. We get mad and we'll go hang out with our girls. Y'all going straight to cheating. Like, I'm around so many men that I just be sitting there, I just be like, for instance, I'm not going to say no names. But a couple I was around, no, I can't air it. A couple I was around got into a relationship, like a fight or whatever. They young. And it's instantly, they like, oh, yeah, she going to go outside and go sleep with somebody else. And I'm like, what? Like, just because they had a fight and argument, why do y'all automatically think she's going to go sleep with somebody else because they had an argument and a fight? But that's how this generation is programmed. Like, it's this generation is different. Well, like, why do you feel like somebody got to automatically cheat because it's a fight? Like, relax.
I think that's really that generation, but that's because there's a lot of sexual liberation in that generation. So it's like, all
right, alliteration,
huh? You said what? And alliteration, right? So like, they will, like, fucking is now the new get back. Like, I feel like back then, it wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, that's incorrect.
Well, I mean, not saying that.
I feel like it was always.
Ask your grandmama. That's incorrect.
Not for us, the get back is not for us because we turn into a hoe. It's no get back for us. We have to hold. You either gonna own that side bitch hoe title, like it is what it is. You either gonna own that title, like I'm a side bitch, I'm a hoe, this is what it is, or you're gonna be that good girl that holds it down, keep getting played, keep getting hurt, and then the guy does whatever. It's two different type of girls.
I mean, why can't there ever be a girl that hold it down and just has a good life? Like, I don't get why.
For instance, my ex-boyfriend, we was broken up for a whole entire year. I got into a new relationship a year later. He took him out. I'm still supposed to hold it down while he's with his baby mother.
I'm
confused. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Let's get it. If y'all want to talk about it, let's get it. Because I'm traumatized. This is eight at the table, and I'm about to eat. Listen. I'm fucking traumatized. I could go on and on. I need to go on all the talk shows. This is the start. Listen, I was in a relationship with my ex. I was in love. I was like, this is it. This is my last stop. This nigga cheated on me with his baby mother. I stayed with him. Okay, right. But it was for no reason. It was early. We was new. We was good. But like you said, that attachment or whatever it is, you're going to pick up the kid or you're going to see the kid. You can have healthy boundaries. Just because when you break up with somebody, you need to move on. You don't keep going just because you have a kid together. Oh, I got to sleep with this person. No. And it was early on. It wasn't like we was together. We was arguing. We was beefing. We was going through nothing. It was 3 months in. I found out at 6 months. So I'm more hurt because I'm like, damn, all right, we already public. Now I don't want to look stupid. What should I do? All right, I'm going to stay with him. I'm going to work it out. We're going to go to therapy, whatever. After all of that, we tried therapy. I couldn't get over it. A year later, I held it down for a whole entire year of us being broken up. I did not jump into a new relationship. When I got into a new relationship, he like, nah, that's my pussy. You were supposed to hold it down. And I'm like, hold it down to when? So when you decide you don't want to be with your baby mother no more, I'm confused. Like, so that's why it touches, it hits home, because I get what you're saying, but that's for guys. Like, it's different for us, for girls. Because I would have broke up with him and just jumped into a new relationship. It's like, I'm a hoe now. Now I'm in a public new relationship. It doesn't make sense. So it depends on what type of girl you are, too. And guys know what type of girl you're dealing with. If you meet a bitch in a strip club, then chances are, you know what type of girl you're dealing with.
And this is the thing. It wasn't just him fucking her, his baby mother. It was his baby mother fucking him, too.
Absolutely. But the baby mother don't have a clue what's going on if a guy's hiding it. You're not sitting there saying, I'm with a new person, I'm in a relationship.
She doesn't have responsibility to her.
No, she don't owe me nothing.
That's the thing, though. But that's what I'm trying to say is, like, even if, right, we're not going to sit here and act like this is something that's far-fetched. I really believe you had a bad experience being on the opposite end of it, so it really helps you be more stern on it not happening.
Absolutely.
But for somebody who's never experienced that, right, to them, it's like, Why can't they control themselves? Because there's something different, like.
Absolutely, but with me, it's different people are different people because I don't give a fuck if I'm in the same room as my baby father for 82 hours. I'm not sleeping with him. I'm going to sleep on the couch. He's going to sleep on the floor. I don't want to be with him. It's no physical attraction no more. I don't get turned on. I don't get wet. It's nothing going to happen. Like, we could lay, hey, bro. It's more like cousin, like you big bro to my son or something, because I don't want to be with you. It's no, I don't want to lay with you. I don't want to hug you. I don't love you. It's not none of that.
Family vacation.
Hell yeah. I already told him, like, come on, let's go to Disney. What's up? Like, you could bring your girl. I'll bring my man. It's a family. We're family.
She ain't worried about it.
I'm not. Hell no.
He's a good guy.
Hell no. We ain't going nowhere because it's sometimes, you don't know, but I don't know. His feelings. I don't know how he feel about me. Like, you don't know what it really
that's
is.
The thing, like, women think that a dude will have a baby with a girl, and I'm not saying the ones that just did on some random dumb shit. I'm talking about the ones they're in a relationship with. They're thinking like, yo, I have a baby with this girl, and I don't care about her afterwards.
Nah.
It's like, yo, a dude, like, especially like coming from a man, we
still care.
We care.
I wouldn't want you to not care. That's scary.
But the thing is this, we care so much because for a man, I feel like we're naturally wired to think family oriented, right?
Some
are programmed.
I know a lot of deadbeats.
But naturally, but I don't think a lot of deadbeats want to be deadbeats, right? Most of them are deadbeats because of a bunch of other reasons. Right, but anyways.
Wait, well, no, no.
Let's speak for yourself.
We can't throw that out there.
Well, you hold on to it and touch on it afterward.
Yeah.
Right. So what I will say is, most men, like, and I'm not talking about boys.
He just advocating for the men. You seem like a good man.
Why are you jumping? Let me go.
I'm gonna let you get him.
Most men that are an actual man. I'm not talking about a little boy who's 22 years old scamming. I'm talking about a man who.
What about the 32-year-old scamming?
He's still a boy. You're right. 22, 32, 42, you're still a boy, right? But I'm talking about a man, right? So a man typically has some type of family-oriented mindset. So, like, when him and his girl don't work,
right,
that shit hurts him too.
Right.
Because in his mind, like, damn, I really wanted to actually be able to provide for a family. Right. Whether or not he could or couldn't is besides the point, but that's what his aspirations is. When we come up as a boy, we're told we're not a man unless we can take care of a family. So if my family breaks up, a lot of men feel like failures because of that. So that sits with them for them to try to rekindle that with their girl.
But I'm absolutely all for it. So look, before I got in a because I don't like to date. Everybody I date don't be having kids. I just be lucking up. I don't know what it is. My boyfriend now don't have kids. My baby father ain't have kids before me. I don't fuck with the baby mama drama. But my ex had his baby moms, and I already, before I got into the relationship, before I got serious, I'm a real-ass bitch. I'm like, listen, do you want to be serious, or do you want to just fuck with me and we just fuck around? I asked him. I gave him that option. I said, because if this is going to fuck up the dynamics, I swear to God, true. So my father grave, so whatever. I said, if this is going to fuck up the dynamics of your family, which I got going on, I don't want to be involved in that because I know how it is. I have a child, too. And he wanted to be in a relationship, and he wanted to go public. You didn't have to do that. You could have stayed with your family, and we could have just talked and fucked with each other and then chilled. You decided to do that, and then you jumped back into, now you're hurting everybody. You get what I'm saying? But I expressed that. I communicated. A lot of people not going to do that. I'm just different. But you have the opportunity to communicate first and say what it is. If you're still dealing with your baby mother, that's like if me and you start talking, and you like, I just broke up with my baby mom. You might fuck your baby mom. That's something that you gotta think that's gonna happen already. But I'm thinking you're totally over it, you're moved on, and you don't wanna be with her, and you have healthy boundaries. Y'all should just put that up in the... Because some of these men need to know healthy boundaries. It helps because you can break up with your family and still have healthy boundaries where your baby mother's not feeling violated. When she's saying, okay, now you need to introduce your new girl to your baby mother because she's going to be around the child. It's just steps you make when you're serious about somebody else because everybody's not meant to be forced and stay with somebody just because you have a kid with them. Everybody's not meant to do that.
You know what I think? I want you to take this note, right?
Let me take it.
Be careful on the questions you ask.
Hold on. Before you write it down.
Wait, let's hear him out, y'all. Let's hear him out.
Be careful with the questions you ask a man. Because he's going to answer that question.
No, they're going
to
lie.
No, listen to me. You asked that man, what does he want to do? You didn't ask that man, what can you do? What he wants is what he's aspiring to be.
You could have, but we could have just smashed.
What he want, you ask man like, hey, what, do you want to be serious? Yeah, I want to be serious. The real question is, are you capable? Right? If, like, are you capable of being serious? Then the man will think like,
wait, you know, that'll break a man. I thought asking the one question was gonna get.
Come on, the one question was the wrong question.
You know these niggas can't multitask.
No, you asked the wrong question. The problem is.
No, I said you. I asked the right question. I said you wanna. You stay with your family, or you
want to
fuck with me?
That simple. It's not. It's not because
you
like,
could have stayed with your family, and I would have held it down. Now you asking me to hold it down.
Listen, Bianca. Listen. Your question is: yeah. Are you capable of being with me without being with her? Not asking a man what he wants to do. First of all, if a man, especially if a man is proven to be successful in a lot of areas in his life, he thinks he can do everything.
Right.
So the second you ask me, what do I want? I'm like, yo, I want you. But if you ask me, am I capable? I'm going to sit there and think, wait, hold on. Am I capable of not fucking my baby mother? No,
I'm not. Like, hold on, one more thing before I go, because I'm just spilling all my business. When these niggas see this podcast, they're going to be like, oh, shit.
You ain't say their name. You all right.
No, I can't. So I literally, like, he would be like, it was just starting to get, so I have that intuition. It's that, for even my therapist said, it's the female intuition. Sometimes we don't listen to it because we ignore it, but we got it. So I kept saying, like, he would be like, I'm at my baby mom's house. I'm dropping off Pampers. I'm only there for 5 minutes. No, he'd be like, I'm only going to be here for 5 minutes. So I used to be like, why you keep, like, I trust you. Don't keep hitting me up until I was trusting this nigga blindly. I don't know, it's because I knew him for 15 years. Like, we knew each other from kids, so it was a different thing. It was a different dynamic, because if it was a new person, I would have already been like, whatever. But he kept saying, like, I'm only dropping the Pampers off. I'm leaving. Oh, I'm only doing this. I'm leaving. I used to be like, bro, you don't have to keep telling me that. And it just started like playing in my head, like, all right, it's just too, like, you. It's like when you know you lying and you telling somebody you lying, because it's like, bro, yes. And I started catching on to it. It was just little things. God don't play about me. I just be catching on to little things. And it's like, you can ignore it, but I just couldn't ignore it no more. And like I said, I tried to hold it down and be this good girl in this relationship to not look crazy for social media. But it was just like, bro, I know my worth. I don't care about moving on, because they give us this stigma that if you talk to different guys or you move on, you're a hoe. No, I just don't want to be unhappy with a person who's mediocre, and I got to settle with a person that's not treating me how I'm supposed to be treated. And if I move on, that's my choice. The hell?
But you also got to start saying, well, you know what? I also made a bad choice in the one I selected.
But you don't know if you made a bad choice until you get to know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the thing is, instead of us trying to defend, oh, because, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like part of that relationship, you only stood because of your personal image and reputation, didn't want to be tarnished.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
It had nothing to do with him. It had nothing to do with what he was and what.
Once he cheated, I should have fled. I should have flew. I should have ran. I should have been like, pew. It shouldn't have been no, oh, I'm staying, I'm holding down, nothing. Because it's not like, I'm not an ugly girl. I'm already lit. I already got a million niggas in my DM. I got my exes lined up still. It's like, it's not a problem to move on. But it was still like, damn, do you can't keep running every single time somebody do something wrong. Give it a chance. Hell no. Hell.
Good lesson learned.
With me, I'm a different type of woman. Some women think, like, it's just them and they guy, and they guy don't cheat. With me, it's like, whatever you do, just don't get caught. Because I don't know how I react. That's just me. Whatever you do, I don't check your phone. I'm not looking for nothing. I'm not under your Instagram post seeing who liking it. Or I can't even catch nothing because I'm not even paying attention to it. As long, like, my dad, God bless his soul, used to be like, worry about your happiness when you're with the person. And that's all I do. When I'm with you, if you make me happy, that's all I worry about. Going into, diving in too deep, it's like, men is men. Y'all just different. And I can't, this generation, I can't even go into it, because it'll be like a debate for life. Like, word. No, for real, because I just think that, I feel like, first of all, every time I say this, I said this in other interviews and other times, and people
say
just look at me like I'm crazy.
Say it.
If you can afford to cheat, go ahead, but it's a difference. Some women got to be acceptable of that. It's some women that feel like, okay, it's just me and you, and you can't cheat on me, and if you cheat on me, that's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker for some women. But with me, it's like, if you're doing you and I don't know. What if your girl don't know on her, huh? Like, I don't know. So that's just, don't get caught. That's just me. I tell my boyfriend that all the time, because I said, nigga, it's going down.
But, you know, I think that.
Make sure we cut that out.
This blanket.
Just in case, yeah.
Blank you.
We don't even right? Just in case I do, because y'all exactly, gonna be like, exactly. That girl was for real. No, we literally.
No, I've been like, she was just.
Don't bring it back for the judge. Bring it back. She said it. She did it.
My grandma stabbed my grandpa before.
Right.
So, and they stayed married forever. So.
I mean, my mom pulled the gun out on my dad, and they were still married. But it, yeah. Shit happens.
I just said this to a friend the other day.
It's not necessarily on
boundaries. Healthy boundaries.
Any altercation, any dispute or something, for me personally, I feel like if you just shoot a fair one, we can get over it.
No, but see, that's DV.
You what?
You can't. Like, we can't shoot a fair one.
Yeah, wait.
Oh. We can't shoot a fair one.
Wait, what does this mean?
She's talking about shoot a fair. Yeah.
It's Margarita Wednesday. I mean, Margarita Thursday. So like...
What does that mean? I don't...
She's saying, like, fight each other. I'm saying,
man, they're trying to fight somebody.
So every time I fight somebody, I get the cops get called on me. So I'm just not. I don't
you
fight.
You start picking up stuff.
That's what I'm
up.
Saying.
Said, oh,
I broke. No. But no, women and men can't fight because it's wrong and it's domestic violence and it's bad. And I've been in like 3 real relationships in my life. This is like my 4th one. I've learned things and I didn't do them in my last relationship. So domestic violence for real is like it's. Like, men don't like that. They want their girl to be soft. Like, they don't want them fighting them and scratching them and doing stuff to them. They just want you to be, like, dainty. Yeah. Like, I feel like a real relationship, you have to have conflict. Any relationship in life, friendship, family, boyfriend and girlfriend, you have to have girlfriend and girlfriend, boyfriend and boyfriend, I don't know. You have to have fights because that's real. If you can get over it, if you could communicate through it, if you could work through your problems, if y'all could always make sure y'all, like, all right, we argue, but let's get to the bottom of it and see if we can fix it if it's not that bad. Because like I said, I feel all men cheat. I don't know. Don't kill me. Don't quote me. I'm just the messenger. But that's just how I feel. And that's how he feels. That's how he feels too. But women, some of them are like in denial and naive and that's dumb or whatever. But I just feel like that. And it's just like, if your man is treating you good and he's not getting caught cheating, that's all that matters. But in this world, in this generation, I felt like back in the days when it was like no phones and people popped up to your crib, it was more love, it was more real, and it was less cheating.
No.
Nowadays.
It was way more cheating.
Knowing.
Yeah. More cheating, less knowing.
I'm just saying less knowing.
You see a dude go off Instagram.
I'm just saying less knowing. Whoever don't know, that's just the thing. But I don't, yeah. I mean, I would hope that, I feel like men, honestly, I feel like y'all have a period of time when y'all don't cheat.
Yeah, we do. It's a seasonal thing.
Yes. Absolutely. But sometimes I feel like with us, when if a woman cheat, it's a real thing. Like, we really, unless you a hoe, to lay up with them, because for real, it's different type of women. I cannot lie. It's hoes. It's women that sleep. It's escorts. That's what they do for a living. But a real woman, when you sleep with a man, it's a connection. It's a bond. You actually feeling that guy. Like, you into that guy. Unless you just get drunk and you have a one-night stand. It's a lot of different things. But with guys.
I'm just clearing my throat.
Guys, y'all will sleep with a woman and it don't mean nothing. Like, y'all just smash and it's like, remember. Whatever. And it's really nothing. Like, women, it's like, okay, you don't want to just smash a guy and then never talk to them again unless you a hoe. I don't know.
I feel like back in the day, there wasn't an alpha beta debate. There was just the real ones and then the tender dick, which is now just the betas. They just got a new title. You know what I'm saying? Because it becomes very emotionally attached to that experience. And then they start doing all types of emotionally unregulated things.
Some guys could keep it pee. No, but I'm saying some guys is tender dick and some guys could keep it pee. And shout out to the ones that could keep it pee.
I get a pound.
I don't even know you yet. I don't even know you yet. Talking about I'm going to always smash my baby moms.
I didn't say I'm going to always do it.
You
but
got
like,
kids. I'm going to switch seats.
But I...
baby mom.
Yeah, so
that's good. Please, and I would say I advocate for guys that have kids. Please, these new generation, because I'll be advocating for new generation. Like, I'm 60. Please stick with your baby moms. Like, if you have a child, try to make. And I wasn't against. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't against my ex making it work with his baby moms because at the end of the day, I'm like, I just was like, you know what? If that was me and I wanted to make it work with my family, shout out to you. But let me move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't drag me with that shit. Just make your family work. And I respected that because I'm like, it's your family. I can't. If it was a random, it would have been like, damn, but it's your family, bro. So I don't got, I'm good on that.
You know that, like, all dudes don't know the answer, right? Like the thing is this. Dudes go through situations with their baby mother, right? Or their whoever it is, their ex-wife, whatever the hell they are.
And they don't always have the answers, right? So they like, yo, I'm not, right now my home life is not right. It's not working. So now I'm looking for something to get out of this.
Right.
And they forget how powerful the family dynamic is that's always going to have a hold on him. So as he's trying to move on, and maybe he might be messing with another girl, I don't think he's, some guys are, but some guys don't actually try to string her along on purpose.
Right.
He just don't know how to break away from what he is already.
But my thing is, don't string it along so much where now, what if you have a family with this new girl?
Yeah.
And then you bounce, because that was my thing, what I was scared for. It's like, okay, I know you cheated with your baby moms. Whatever you do to her, you will do to me. That's my mindset. If you doing this to her or hiding or hurting her, you're going to do it to me. I'm no different. I don't care how much of a celebrity, how much famous, whatever. It can happen to me. So I used to always say that. Like, if you doing, you stringing so much along, that's when the guy, you having another kid with somebody else, and if you could have just made it work with her, or you could have had that communication and them healthy boundaries.
What if your ex, the
my
one,
baby father?
Baby father, it's like,
no, it's not happening.
I want to put my family back again.
Nigga, have a new family. It's not No, it's just too much that happened between us. Like, if it would have been so much that happened, it could have probably...
Wait, how long were y'all together?
4 years.
4 years?
When we had my son, we wasn't together. We was broken up. We both was in different relationships, and then we linked up in Miami, and then I got pregnant again, and then that's how that happened.
You like that.
We did a show, Marriage Boot Camp. It was a whole thing. And then on, we was with CeeLo and Shawnee and Styles P and his wife. It was a whole thing. And then I was broken up with him, and then we got back together after the show. I'm like, damn, I should have never did that show.
But why did you keep getting back with him, though? What is it that kept bringing you back?
Scripted therapy. I thought it was real therapy. No, it wasn't. So we was together for the four years, right? We was together I was so in love. Like, oh my God, I'm a Cancer. I used to be so in love. So I was so in love. And then, no, I was so in love. So then...
You still love that man.
No, no. Mm-mm.
You still love
No, honestly, to honest to God, I moved on. Trust me, I would have still been like, oh, we're going to be together. No, I would have been back with him. It's nothing to... See, it's nothing to get back with a guy when you want them. It's just like you said, when you got that baby, you could get him. No, I don't want him. But anyway, no, we was on the show. We got back together. We slept together. We had the baby. That was it. But when I was pregnant with my son... I really didn't want to be with him. It wasn't like, oh, I'm having my son to be with you. It was like, I'm having my son because it's my body, my choice, and I'm not getting rid of my kids, so you're going to have to deal with it. But it was no connection then. Like, he had a girlfriend. I had a boyfriend. My boyfriend, the guy I was with, didn't even care that I got pregnant with my son. He was still trying to be there for me.
That's weird.
Yep.
And that's a tender dick.
Yep. No, it was. I was not with my baby father at all. Like,
no. You gotta respect the guy that was still trying to be with
no,
you.
No, we wasn't. I wasn't with him no more.
By your baby father while you was in another relationship.
So what happened was, and this is what I get for looking through phones. I was with the new person. I wasn't with my baby father no more. We broke up. We was boyfriend and girlfriend. Was no baby. I looked through my person phone that I was with. I caught him talking to his ex, saying some wild shit, and I was like, it's over. I'm going to do marriage boot camp now with my ex. And then he was like, no, you still gonna be with me. So while we on a show with my baby father now, who's currently what's my ex, the person that I broke up with wrote my baby father like, keep it just business. So then my baby father, which was my ex, now my baby father at the time, started acting weird on the show. So now he's upset now because Tinder dick then wrote him in a DM. And told all the business. So I'm like, oh my God.
On the show that you had somebody else?
No, they didn't know. The show edited how it edited. So it was just looking like I was on my baby father, my ex. I was on him and so in love. And TV didn't know nothing. It was me and him. And we came in the show trying to make it work.
Okay.
Which we both was in separate relationships. We both wasn't together. And we wanted to come to the show to see if we could rekindle whatever. Shit just went left. It made it even worse. We end up not being together, but then he came to see me and I got pregnant after the show. So it was just like, oh my God, this is crazy. But the guy still wanted to be with me. And I'm like, bro, I'm pregnant.
That's disgusting.
Some guys is like that, whether you think it or not.
No, I'm not saying
really
no,
guys like
exist.
That. And then they always want to, it's weird. I'm not even going to go there.
Yes.
But no, they be like, pregnant pussy is the best. Like,
that's true though. I mean, listen.
Look, that is true. See, I'm just saying, I've been around so many guys. I hear the shit that y'all really think and say. Like, I just be like, what? I was raised by my dad. Like, my dad told me everything in the game. I just like, am a guy. I'm like a guy. No, he told me so much stuff that you really like wouldn't believe it. But I'm like a guy for real. And guys, even my current boyfriend, he be like, bro. No, my current boyfriend, he be like, you're like a guy, like you gotta tone it. So I'm learning how to be in a woman's place. Sometimes you don't speak out. It's a bunch of woman's rules shit that's like we not supposed to do and how we supposed to be. And I just be like, ugh, if you're a woman and it's a men at the table and they talking or arguing, you cannot speak.
That's right.
You're not supposed to speak up. It's staying in a woman's place. And I just learned that shit this weekend. And I'm like, what? Like, what type of ancient?
I think it depends on what's being discussed. Like,
if, no, period.
Oh, no.
You ever saw,
what's that song with Contagious? Right? Isley Brothers, that's how you said it?
Okay, yeah.
When he said, don't you see? Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
He said, wait, how did he say exactly? He said, can't you see? He said, shut up, bitch.
Oh, like in the song. Not talking. Oh, shit. Yeah, like you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was their business. What I'm saying is,
no, it was her business, too. She
was involved.
Both of them. Like,
at the end of the day, if it involves me, you can guarantee that I'm going to say something.
And they was like, no.
But who?
The men. The men said no. The woman's supposed to sit there and be a woman. The wives. So I'm learning about the wives and everything. I'm like, okay.
I think it just depends on the situation.
When we get home.
I think it depends on the situation.
Don't say nothing till we get home. And if your men don't speak up, you don't speak up either. I'm like, oh, because I'm going to say something.
I like this.
I always got something to say.
This is great.
If it is my business, if it has something to do with me, you can guarantee that I'm going to say
the right man.
That's the transition. You're going to shut up. We.
I feel like.
You're going to shut up. Wait.
She's going to be a keeper.
If it's your business.
She's going to be a keeper.
If it's,
and your man is defending you, and it's men.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, what is it? Is someone defending you, or are we talking
I'm
about something that involves?
Say something though. I'm like chiming in. I'm saying my little two cents. They like, no, just be quiet completely.
Like you talking like you.
I think it's very situational. It depends. If it concerns me, then I'm gonna talk about
it. The table is concerning me.
No.
Yeah.
My husband's not gonna tell me.
Exactly. See, like
my husband's not gonna tell me that. Cause one,
the rest,
if it doesn't involve me, I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm gonna sit there and drink my wine.
I'm not gonna say nothing at all. Like right, I'm here.
Right,
I'm
so if it involves me, I have something to say.
I wish somebody would. What? Like, oh, your girl can't sit at a table. I don't need my girl to say nothing.
Right.
I got it under control.
Right. And that's how they felt. That's how they felt. Like I got it. Now she was in something, but now I got it. And I'm under control.
Yeah.
But I think that is because maybe you're arguing back and forth with men, and men feel like
maybe, if they're arguing with boy, then I was arguing with boy, not men. But
I'm just saying, I think that
the men speak.
There are times when men feel like don't argue with my wife,
right,
and talk
right,
to
right,
me.
Right. Absolutely. But I still, you know us. If you got a smart mouth, if you're learning, I'm learning.
That. Is not a man or a woman thing. I think that's a person's ability to read the fucking room. Like, if you don't understand that your involvement is going to escalate things and it's going to exacerbate the situation, then you should just shut the fuck up because you're going to make things worse. So I don't know if it's a man or a woman thing. And maybe that woman or that man doesn't know how to read the room. But I don't think we should say, oh, it's a man. It's a man or a woman.
There's a different dynamic.
They saying it's more consequence. They saying it's a man's world.
No, the thing is this. When a woman argues with a man, it's a different argument than when a man argues with a man. Right? So, like, for example, remember that video that went viral? I think rest in peace to somebody who died in Chicago. There was a girl that was arguing with a dude at a fast food restaurant, and they kept going back and forth, and then the dude got mad. He said, you keep on yelling and talking back, I'm gonna hit you. And she kept going, and he punched her.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little boy that was 12 or 13 years old shot him dead.
Well, I think it was his mom.
Yeah, no, the little boy's mom. Yeah,
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. But my, and now, granted, but granted,
somebody hit your mama. Somebody hit my mama. I'm gonna have the same response.
The thing is this.
But that's what they say that escalated. I think I'm in a man arguing.
But the thing is this. The thing is this. No, luckily, but that was luckily because a lot of times somebody going to jail. You know what I'm saying? I think because it was on social media is why nobody went to jail, because they're not gonna publicly, you know, do that to the person who is a victim. But the moral of the story is when a girl and a guy is arguing, right? Realistically, it doesn't make sense to keep on going back and forth with a man that you really cannot defend yourself against. So now if y'all keep on arguing, it just because he could be an unstable man, or he could be a very stable man that just had enough that day. I don't know. But if you do go back and forth, you are not in a position to protect yourself. And then you put somebody else at risk or their freedom to retaliate on your behalf when you had the power of just leaving.
And that's what I said when I said that term when that nigga was at the show. He wouldn't say that shit to my husband.
We gonna give a damn. We gonna cut that out. off the record. This is like an off the record show. We should have had a talk before the show, and then recorded the show. Let's stay on beat, guys. Let's stay on beat.
But that's the thing. So like, and the thing I feel like is different between men and women. I mean, women and women arguing versus a man and a woman and man and men. A man most times can look at a man and see how far he's willing to go.
Well,
let's say if I know that this man is willing to hit my wife,
right,
or my girl, because that's just the type of man he is.
You might not know, and now you don't know if he's gonna hit her, and now you gotta insert yourself in it, even if they're arguing. Regardless,
they should never be arguing. My girl should never be arguing with any man.
Yes,
I don't care what he says to her. Walk away. Yes. And you call me, and I'll handle it after.
So that's what I was learning this weekend. It's less likely they saying for a woman to just get in a shootout or shot. Men, because of their egos and having guns. A woman, I just got a gun in my purse, I'm gonna shoot somebody. But a guy, they just might have a gun in their car and shoot somebody.
They're the ones who are unstable, right?
And they're the ones that shouldn't be arguing. Cause
but they were arguing. Wasn't arguing. You and the guy was arguing, and now he got to get in it. That's what they
So we're not going to act like, oh, this is one person. It takes two to tango. But the thing is, again, you don't know how far somebody's willing to go. Most men, I could look at a man and be like, he's not nothing to worry about. I'll be all
right. Right.
You might even be able to slap him and he's not going to do nothing.
Right.
There's some men I might be like, yo, don't even say nothing to him because I know that
it's my life is up
rap, and so is his. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's no winner at that point.
Not in the presence of a man. It's like how you behave as a person. Like at the end of the day, if I'm out and something's happening, my husband is, if we're talking about energy levels, I'm here. And he's here. He just gonna be like, yo, just
Aaron C. Campbell.
Yeah. So it's like
too, though.
There is never a time when I feel like he's gonna like even if I'm popping off, like he's gonna let me like keep going to where I'm gonna put us in danger.
Right.
First, I'm not gonna do that. But secondly, if I do a line of coke or something and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and that happens, not that I do coke, but I'm just saying, like, if it happens, he's still not gonna like he'd be like, yo, just calm down, chill out, go have yourself a drink. You know what I mean? But
hey, that's your husband though, so you got to be able to calm down, chill out. I'm in a new situation,
I don't
tell
happen
to him. Chill out. I don't know you like that. What do you talk about? I'm gonna defend myself. So that's the thing. Like that's what I was saying. Like I'm learning.
I can see like being not being married.
You're gonna pop it off for me, and that
I can see that.
But that's a red flag.
No, I'm not saying he's not, but I'm just.
I'm saying it. Yeah. If he did it, like, time to talk it up.
With a man, right? And she going, she popping her shit. And a man comes and takes her place like, no, don't argue. I got this.
Yes.
He is getting this to calm that other man down.
Right.
And to, like, you know, defuse the situation and being like, you know,
she tripping.
Right.
Be cool.
All right? No, I swear to God. They didn't do that. And then you don't get what you needed
to get out of it. Exactly. I'm still mad. Like slap him.
Look,
mad.
Look, why are you?
That's
tripping?
How it is.
But what did my nigga do? He
went on. No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
So the thing is,
it's not fair. But it's not fair because you could be doing the most for no reason.
We don't gonna get.
And you're in now.
No, that's called stupid.
No,
business.
You can't. You can't.
That's
stand
where the argument comes in, people. That's the debate. And that is the debate. That's the whole gang. I think that's the younger millennials.
Men make threats. Who can back them up? That's what I'm saying. You can't be a part of the bullshit. You want the shit to come down and not exacerbate it.
Oh, it's going in.
Because what's outside is way worse. It's worse for everybody.
Men don't make threats. Men make warnings and suggestions. There's a whole different thing. I'm not threatening no man because the second I...
Men definitely make threats.
Most men, especially if you coming across another man, he's not going to wait for you to so he can retaliate. He's going to initiate. And if I make a threat, he's going to initiate a real threat to me. So what I would do is say, hey.
Well, that's relax. Dumb because no. When it comes to. No.
This is the art of war. And that's what you need to know because
you can't
start
jail.
Showing your cards and your ass not going to make it out to that car. You're going to be left right there in that spot for threatening that man who got it on him right now. Like,
right. You can't show your cards like that.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
You're going to say, yo, I don't even want to do this right now.
Like a nigga not gonna be like
Alan,
the shit out you right now.
Alan, that's what I just Alan, that's what I just saying.
Right now.
I'm literally just said that.
Come on, bro.
Like, I will shoot you right now. Like
nobody's gonna do that type of threat.
I literally just said that. I said you don't want this.
No, you said you don't know what's in the car.
No, I
said a whole different thing. Like, you right. You're not making it there.
Thanks. Tell me what I said.
I don't know what's in the car because you ain't going to know what's in the car either.
You ain't going to see the car.
First of all, I said you don't want this because you don't know.
Nah, you're not making it to the trunk.
That's it. Just chill.
Like, yo.
Some niggas don't got no chill.
I don't be in places like that.
When a nigga tell you.
Got no chill.
Tell you. You.
I don't be in places like that.
I was in Brooklyn Chop House.
And that can happen anywhere.
Yeah. I was having a fine dining evening with lobster and shatank and shit. Okay,
which location?
The Times Square one.
But look, we're good there. Nothing will ever happen to me at the Brooklyn Chop House.
Well, we're not saying nobody's not good. You just don't know when shit could go left. Somebody could bump into you, and then you're into it, and then your man got to argue for you.
You say,
anything
you got it, my friend.
Anything can happen.
See, like,
and it depends on your day. It could be a you got it, my friend day, or it could have been like,
I don't argue with people.
Fucking straw today.
Yeah.
You don't know, so that's just the thing. Like, I'm just saying don't put your man in danger.
If I ever say.
You don't have a last straw?
Aww. Lot. Be ready for everything.
I be having a last straw sometimes.
The thing is, like, in all honesty, right, and this is going to sound crazy, but have
but
any,
she's a woman.
Have any of you ladies ever had a gun pulled out on you?
No.
Okay.
Wait.
You be lying.
In college I did.
All right, and what about you? I mean, you said no,
I'm
yes.
From the streets, you nigga. So, I done seen lots of guns.
Right? So
I'm not trying to implicate nobody. I'm from the streets.
Somebody pull a gun out on you, everything changed in that moment for a second.
Now, that's a fact.
Right? And now you start thinking about, like, hold on. How did I get here?
I've only been living in New York for a few years.
You said, where are you from?
Houston.
Oh, yeah. But Houston ain't got guns, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a different shit.
I feel like
New York is a different type of have a gun. If a nigga pull a gun out, you're gonna get shot.
He has to use it.
In Houston, Atlanta, Miami, they got guns laying on the table, laying in the car. There's guns is just around.
Oh, exactly. But that calms everybody the fuck down.
Nah. In New York, you're getting shot.
Yeah.
They used to it. It's a different lifestyle. Like
I'll say this. My perspective is different because I grew up
with
in a place where it's very normal.
Totally different.
Over here.
In New York, you're getting dead.
First of all,
you or in the car.
In New Jersey.
Dead.
In New Jersey, it's a 3-year minimum sentence just having it.
So in the bullets is even more.
I'm using it because I'm going to jail most
of the time. No, I'm jeopardizing myself having the gun on me. It's not legal. You're going to jail.
Mandatory.
And really, nobody shit is legal.
So if I have this shit, and you see this shit, good luck
with
this shit.
It's like 2% of people with a legal gun. Maybe the cops is the only ones with legal guns. In New York, in New Jersey, yeah, you see a gun, somebody's getting shot. Houston, Atlanta, Miami, it's regular.
I had to do
they
that.
Got it like a display, like it's got clips.
And I don't really like
pretty
that.
Bullets and
this
shit.
One dude, right, and I don't want to get into too many stories. This one dude was arguing with my homies, right, and as he's arguing with my homie, I'm trying to defuse the situation because my homie, he's 22. He's young. I'm like, yo, you young?
Hanging out with baby.
Well, really, we was on set together and he was playing a role. So we would stop at the gas station. So I'm like, yo, chill out. Like, he's like, nah, he looking at me kind of funny. And I'm like, yo, relax. The dude in Atlanta now says, like, he's like pointing to we had an SUV. He's pointing to the SUV and I see him talking. I'm like, yo, shit about to go south.
Yeah, don't.
Nigga, get the young nigga, get out the car. He's like, what? You still talking? I'm like, oh, here we go. So I'm like, I should not get out this car, but I'm going to get out this car because I'm going to save this nigga's life. I get out the car. The first thing he said was, yo, I don't got a problem with you. I got a problem with him, and I'm not trying to fight. I'm going to shoot the shit out of him, and if you want to get involved, I'm going to shoot the shit out of you. And he lifted his shirt.
And he had it already.
He showed me his gun in Atlanta. And I'm like, see, this is different.
Yeah. See, this is different.
New Jersey.
This shit might be legal, too.
We're not even warning you nothing. Like, no. There's no warning. It's like, I'll try to fight you and shoot you.
No.
Like,
no, that's different.
Like, but listen, you know what? No, like, it's because as a gun owner, if you have a... First of all, it's easy to get your license.
Right.
As a gun owner, you need to act responsibly so you can keep your shit.
Look, it's another thing in Miami in front of finger licking, right? You could tell a difference. A guy, they was arguing. I guess it was a New York guy with a fanny, with a bag, and it was a guy from Miami. They was in finger licking. All you know is the guy from New York must have had the fanny, and he's arguing in the street. And the nigga from Miami went to the car and came back and shot the whole shit up. It's because New York people gonna argue because we don't got no gun on us. Miami, you already, you got it right. You ready. Like, nigga shot the whole finger licking up.
Florida's probably not.
On South Beach.
But the thing is, let's just get to, so the moral of the story is,
calm down. Leave the room. That is the wrong story.
Niggas, because we could all die over this.
He's saying girls are gonna argue and fight like bad girls, baddies. Guys is gonna get shot.
Think about it. Most wars in life happen from a woman.
No, most
from a woman.
I got this whole specious story this weekend. They was like, this shit that happened over a woman. You know how many niggas die over women? I was like, oh,
there's a beef going on right now from something that happened in seventh grade, and they 40.
Over
a girl. The guy hit a girl, then the guy knocked him out, then the guy shot his mans, and his man shot his mans. And
Troy's just started over money and power.
See Troy?
And some good
pussy. Stole the bitch. And then they went and killed millions of people. Not millions, but, you know, thousands of people. Like,
they're going to be like, damn, that shit good.
That pussy good.
Thank you. Thank you. The underlying reason.
The nigga needed, like, oh, you fucked my homie's bitch. All right, I got to slide for him because he's upset. No, but he was looking.
But that was the last straw.
And the reason was what?
And that
the
was
ulterior
the
motive.
Look, but no, but look.
Oh, no, we got to get his ass now. He left his shoe over here.
Nah, the thing
but
is.
But that's the thing, too. You just want the last straw. I told y'all.
Because what happens
you know what? We also got to have a talk about things you shouldn't do as a woman with your man. It's
time. Like what? Wait, let me know.
That was the
what?
Thing. That was the thing we just learned. Do not argue with another dude when you're with your man.
Let me clear it up.
Some millennials and some the Gen X, well, they need all of
them. Let me clean it up. Let me clean it up.
Go ahead.
People.
The younger version than us, they need all that advice. They need help.
Let me dumb it down.
Go ahead.
Don't waste your time arguing with no fucking body.
Like,
that's what it is.
You have an argument in real life.
Why?
Because shit happened.
Why?
How I'm supposed to know?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what if somebody steps on my fucking shoe and hurt my toe, and then I'm arguing? Shit.
There's rarely a time where, like,
what if you crash into my car? Shit happens. And you argue.
You have insurance.
But shit happens.
You think I just get out like, oh, you crashed?
Nah, in Atlanta, they gonna try to shoot you out the window.
What the fuck is you doing,
yeah,
bro?
People get into gunfights through the window and out of town. Like, I've seen people shoot at each other through the fucking window because they crashed or something happened.
No, we had a...
Look, is that the problem?
We had a guest. We had a guest here, the cheating investigator, who on his way to eat at the table, got into a little dispute, I guess, because somebody cut him off, and then he got out the car because the guy had his gun. Remember,
shit
like,
happens.
Guy had a gun.
Realistically, shit happens. Some people calm like you, not me. I'm learning.
It's not even that I'm calm. It's just that, like, something just happened. I'm already on F, A, B, C, D, E, F. So everything that's going
to
happen,
but I think
like,
you had to grow to be like that because this maturity level, I'm getting there. Learning. I'm acknowledging it. That's the first step to when you have a problem. Acknowledging the problem and then fixing it. Because I be on 100 and I don't care and I'm slapped. Y'all see me on TV. I just get like that for real. But I'm learning to try to not. Well, since I have my son, it's like I don't want to go to jail. So I'm learning to be for real. Because I've been like, fuck it, bail me out tomorrow. I don't care. I'm learning to be like, all right, is it that serious? Sometimes it's not that serious.
I think that a lot of times a lot of times we forget that we deal with real life and so do people. So it's easy to say don't argue. Like, in a calm, mellow state.
Yeah, I'm talking about my real life.
But you 20 years old, nigga, what's up? Like, you ready to fight? Like, what?
That's what I'm saying.
Bitch?
We gotta be realistic. Like,
bitch, what you, that's like,
I wasn't that at 20.
In the environment that you in, like, okay, say if I'm on a reality show and somebody's picking at me, and I'm trying to be like, oh no, I don't want to fight. I don't want. It's the environment, like you said. I don't want to be in those places.
I'm just gonna sit here,
cause I'm gonna slap the shit out of you
until there's a reason to move.
I think, but a lot of times too, like especially nowadays, I feel like men go crazier because. Every
it's
argument,
ego.
No, well, not just the ego. Every argument got a camera, and I'm not gonna be
that's true.
Social media publicly
yeah,
embarrassed.
Now you social like, media
I
looking.
I might take a L. Nobody is like, ah, you know what? He got it. I'm not even gonna argue with
it. In the rest
but
of
the second I see a flash, I'm going up. Like I'm going
and
up.
And that's a difference
I'm
too.
Going up.
No, that makes
like,
sense.
It was somebody arguing you. Like, or what if you trying to be peaceful and then a bitch slap you? What you gonna say?
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
There are it's different.
I'm just saying, but
yeah, but you got slapped. You can't unslap yourself.
No.
So I seen some people be peaceful after a slap, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. I've seen it in real life. I've seen some people be peaceful after a slap. I'm not gonna hold you two times.
That's not me, but yeah, I get it.
Peaceful after a slap?
Yep, two times in my life.
God be with him.
Slaughter.
Yeah,
slap literally.
Like Chris Rock?
No, I've seen it. I've seen it. Yes.
He said the cemetery is full of you.
My dad never said that one. That's a good one.
And wait, Alan, can I tell you something my dad told me?
Oh, everybody. Come on, y'all, with my dad told me.
All
I'm crying. Woo, my dad told
all me. All actions have consequences.
That's a fact.
Even the actions you don't
period. Take. Yeah.
But I would say as you level up in life and you have more things to lose, you hang around with people who have more shit to lose and you start thinking about your surroundings and what you got to lose. Because when you a bunch of people that don't got shit to lose, y'all all just like with the shits.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even when you get lit and you got your friends around you that don't got shit to lose, they turning up and you got to be like, nah, y'all got to chill. Like, absolutely.
Or they going
to. I'm on every blog. What did you do? What did you do? I'm like, oh man, but yeah, learning to be peaceful is good.
It's not even peaceful. It's just
I just be like,
I don't know. I appreciate, y'all know I talk about my daddy all the time, but like my daddy is literally the one where I got there from, like instilled that in me. Like you can't, when I'm 17 and my emotions are out of control, Aaron, calm down. Why are you crying?
See, you had,
there's no reason for
like that. Both my parents is Pisces. They on 100 all the time. Like they both was on 100. And they don't turn down. And when they mad, it's like, my mother go from 0 to 100. And still, to this day, I'm now in a place where I'm telling her, like, you know, when you become an adult and you got to talk to your parent as an adult. And I'm like, bro, just take accountability. Like, you're wrong. I'm your mother. You still a child. And I'm like, I'm a grown woman.
You don't want to hear that.
0 to 100. She don't play. Like, and it'd be times where she's even, like, apologizing to me now because she's seeing, you know, because I'm learning faster. And I'm like, bro, you was wrong. Or that's crazy. Like, turn down. But I've been raised like that. I'm talking about my whole family, drug dealers, killers, real life. I say it in my raps and all of that. But I was brought up in an environment where it's like I had to take myself out of that and be like, I want different. I want better. I got to chill. And I'm just chilling right now. Like since the past 3 years, I've just been like on chill. But all of that shit on TV, like me fighting and all of that, like people be like, is it real? I'm like, yes, that's really how I get. But they only show that. Everybody get to that point sometimes, but that's all they show. So that's all people was perceiving of me. And it's like, I do chill, but if I get to that point, I'm like that. But now I learned to be like, it's not that serious. And if you keep poking at me, stop poking at me, you know? It don't even feel like that. Yeah, it was a good conversation. I'm glad that I came. I was like, I told y'all today is my father's birthday and he passed away last August for whoever wasn't in here that didn't know. But yeah, like,
did you do something today for
his?
Just
this. No, I left. I was like, I got to go to work. I took the baby and we just came here. We literally just woke up. I got him dressed, like, and then we just waited to come.
Okay.
It was an hour ride. Nope, I didn't get to stop at the cemetery, but we drove past it. And I was like, I'm just going to work because I got to keep my mind focused. Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. I used to be, because my father was sick for years. Like, he was a diabetic and then he got cancer, like, when he just passed. Like, it was a bunch of shit, but he used to be like, I'm gonna die when you die when I was younger. And he was like, no, you're not. Like, you need to keep working. And now that I got my son, it's like, I don't have a choice. So right. I'm like, my mentality is more like, just keep working, keep pushing, go harder. Cause it was a time I was like, I'm not doing this industry shit no more. Like, I'm done. and I fell back. But now I'm like, I'm about to put out new music. YouTube just dropped that documentary. Like, I got mad. Like, the new reality show is just mad stuff about to happen. So
we couldn't talk about?
Nah, we could have talked about it. They told you not to. Oh. I mean, we could talk about it. It's going to air. It's going to drop. Like, but it was like, we already talked about it. You know, we had to get on topic.
They wouldn't have.
Nah. It's a new network. Yeah. So it's through. I know y'all know, like, Now That's TV. They are have a new network trend. Now That's TV is mad hood. Like, they let you fight and all that. But they got the bag. So they sponsoring, like, a new network called Trend TV. And they have a show called Side Chicks of Miami. And I'm going to be on that show with other, you know, girls from Miami and stuff. But it's crazy. It's one of them ratchet turned up to you. I'm not a side chick. But
I was waiting on you to say it.
You want to know? No. I'm not, though. But, I mean, I'm on the show, so people automatically assume. But they just wanted to have me on the show, so I'm just a friend.
Friend of the show.
On the show, yeah. It's going to be crazy.
She's a friend of the side chick.
I just calmed down like 3 weekends ago. We shot this show in December. So I was turned up, fighting and all of that. So, yeah, it's great.
We should have had a show about side chicks.
People got to have a show about side chicks. It's a real thing.
Yeah, right. Bring me back.
But it's different when you got one that was just living with them. Like,
no, for real. When the house, first of all, they was like, "This house is not for that. Like, we're not supposed to be fighting in a house. Like, this is not the show. Nobody could make it out the house." They was fighting in the house every day, and they was like, "No, we want to go outside and shoot." It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. But y'all it's gonna come out.
Oh, like public, not
yeah.
We paid
side chicks to like.
Yeah, we supposed to just sleep here. This is not fulfillment.
Are they side chicks to celebrities or side chicks to just like somebody that they?
Well, they had okay. So this is a franchise. So it was Side Chicks of Charlotte, and it did really good.
Oh, I heard
it was in Charlotte. Oh, it did really good, and then they had Side Chicks of LA, which just came out. So I think. Who was the people? I don't know if it was the game or like two people was hosting it. And now they did Side Chicks of Miami. So they just doing Side Chicks of. So this one, I don't know. It's no celebrities on it. But the first one, I got to go back and watch it because I think it was like somebody was really a side chick of somebody like a ball player or something, which made it like really crazy.
Yo.
Because I was like, how are they even blowing that up? You blowing a nigga up?
I'm about to say, you about to fuck up the whole relationship. Right.
Yeah, but I guess the side chicks, they got to a point where they don't care.
It's a Team Polly world.
Yeah.
Well,
Team Polly, we're out of them. My relationship is, I'm happy. We're good. It's no cheating, no infidelity. Everything is straight. No, none of that. Like, so I'm good. I mean, why?
I just don't. It's okay. You can let Rico do it because I opened.
Guys, I had a swollen eye the last time. Like, it's my first day back in a while.
Well, it's my first day back to work in a while.
Karen said the picture of her eye, and I was like, see, I was joking, but I didn't know it was that.
Yeah, it was serious.
Like, when people
that
said
it looked like Martin Lawrence.
These days, people don't believe how severe stuff is. No, because you... But usually when people say something is wrong with them, people don't think how severe it is. Like, they just be like, oh, no, they probably just don't want to come to work. No,
that's... We saw her glasses on and come.
Yeah.
No, you'd be like, I'm really.
She would have been like this in the glasses.
Yeah. She would. She's like, I can't see.
I wouldn't have been able to drive. Like,
said my eyes low.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was real.
I'd have came with a pirate patch. We would have been viral.
No.
Before we close out, we usually ask this in the beginning of the episode, but we're going to ask you the 3 icebreaker questions now.
Right.
Do my first or last?
Yeah, go ahead. You talk.
All right. All right, so I'll
get it. It's not a first kind of question, but
that's what I was trying to say, but all right. All right, so, damn, you in a relationship.
No, go ahead.
All right, so.
He says this every time. He's like, damn, every time.
I'm tired of having people in a relationship here. Look.
You should have caught me last year.
All right, so last year, you had 24 hours, right? To live.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Uh-huh. Just think, where would I go? Who would I do? And who would I screw?
Who would you screw?
Here you go. Yeah.
Now where
would you go? Who would I want to notify?
And nobody. Just who would you screw?
Yeah.
Okay, who would I screw? Damn.
And it could be anybody.
I don't know. I don't even want to say it because it's like a possibility still. Like, I don't want it to be thrown up in the air.
Say it.
You're not going to cut it out. Just Michael B. Jordan.
Oh.
You got the same birthday.
No, because I'm saying my man will be like, because everybody think I like Drake music, so they would just automatically think it's Drake, but I want Smash Drake. I really like him as an artist. he will be like, bitch, you could still smash Michael B. Jordan. That's not out the question. Like, you know, so I don't want it to be like thrown out there like that.
Well, I'm just happy as an Aquarius. You two can ask.
So my question is, if you, you know, coming home and you didn't had a day, good day, bad, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, what is your go-to drink?
Yeah, I wouldn't even believe it. Like, I'm really not an alcoholic like that. I don't like to drink liquor.
I literally just saw you take a shot.
I know, because before, it's to get rid of my camera jitters, because I'm like,
oh, okay.
I'm dead ass be like, when the cameras is on me focused, I get like mad nervous. When I drink, I did a podcast and it landed me a documentary because I was drinking. So I was like, oh, let me just take a little shot and make it loosens me up. It really works. But no, like lemonade, iced tea, like I love lemonade, like, but if it was an alcoholic, it'd probably be champagne, because I'm not a hard drinker.
I
like soft stuff, because the hard alcohol is just like, it feel like it's burning in my stomach. Like,
brother, you gotta train your stomach. I always be like,
dag, I wish I was a drinker. Like, you know how a guy take you out on a date, like, oh, let's go on a date to get a drink. It'll never happen. Take me to get food.
Nah, champagne drunk is crazy, though.
No, champagne is cool, but you can know how. I know, that's like I was telling you, I know my limit. You got to know your limit.
I don't.
That's always an issue.
Learn your limit. So I get a shot glass, four of those, I'm drunk. Two of those, I'm okay. Three of those, I'm fat. Yeah.
Out of here.
Right. So you got to know.
That's pretty standard. I mean, yeah. And that's a big shot glass.
Yeah, I had a margarita cup. I don't know where I will be at.
You know, one margarita, and you remember that? Shout out to them.
All right, last question. If you can go to dinner with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
Probably if somebody dead or alive, like anybody.
Right, bro. Literally.
Michael Jackson. I don't know. That's lit. Like, I got to be somebody dead, because alive is like, I could really go to dinner with them.
You know what? I thought about that the other week when we asked that.
If it's alive, I could go to dinner with you. Michael Jackson, because that's, like, legendary. That's, like, lit. I saw Michael Jackson one time before he died on Rodeo, and I don't even know if it was Rodeo, but it was one of those stores, and it was, like, he had a bunch of umbrellas in front of him in L.A., and I was, like, wow. And then he passed away, so I got to see him, like, a little glimpse, but definitely Michael Jackson.
I'm about to do that. I'm going to start walking with a bunch of umbrellas.
No, it was, like, that's the security cute. Came, and then we could see him through the store.
Like, open it real quick.
Security opened mad umbrellas, so you can't even take the pictures. I was, like, oh, this is some next-level celebrity shit. To have the umbrellas blocking. It's pretty smart. Yeah.
You know what? I'm
that's when you next level celebrity. Yeah,
I like
that. I'm like, yo, who's behind the umbrellas? Yeah. And it's going to be all black.
Right?
All black.
Yeah, that's dope.
I'm going to just put a big ass sign up like, it's me.
What? Yeah.
To find out it was Rico.
They're like, who the fuck is that?
Right.
I'm like,
we don't know.
Close it.
But no, I enjoyed you guys today. This
thanks for coming. Yeah. We enjoyed you too.
Sometimes you go to an interview and it's just like dry, or they ask like the same stuff. It's just like,
what motivated you and inspired you to start making
same questions, loving hip hop stuff, and just like, blah, blah, blah. But no, that was good.
Well, it definitely was dope. Happened.
Somebody
will definitely dope.
But men nervous. Men nervous.
Help him, Lord.
Focus. It was definitely
healthy boundaries.
Yes, we needed that today. Our healthy boundaries. It was definitely a pleasure having you here. Can you do me a favor and tell the audience where they can find you?
Everything is Bianca is King. Yes.
Bianca.
BiancaIsKing. Got new music dropping, new video coming out, new reality TV show. I'm EPing on a new reality show. Shit is like
documentary.
About to be dope.
Documentary on YouTube. Make sure you guys check it out. It's on the YouTube main page. You cannot miss it. Talking about where it's at. It's on YouTube.com, the main page, and it's Flowers for Bianca.
Well, I definitely want to give you flowers from A to the Table, because we definitely needed it.
Thank you.
Thanks. So listen, everybody, keep liking, subscribing. Make sure you click that button to get the notifications every time we drop a new episode. Share the content. Make sure you keep liking and subscribing. It was lit. Thank you for pulling up.
No, thank you for having me.
Christ.
Right?
Lord.
Yay.